I believe the Lord is telling His church that it is time to get yourself ready. Amen? I said it's time to get yourself ready. Hallelujah. If you've been dibbling and dabbling and playing around, it's time to quit. It's time to get serious with God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. If you've been riding the fence, it's time to get off the fence. Begin to make your way to the Father's house. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you there with me? Luke chapter 15.
Yes.
I'm going to start reading in verse 11. Y'all know this. It's a story of the prodigal son. And you say, wow, Pastor, that's a beautiful story. But it didn't have anything to do with me. I'm in the Father's house. I'm here to tell you, church, it's got more to do with you than you think. Hallelujah. We better recognize what the Lord is, I believe, wanting to tell us in this portion of Scriptures today. Hallelujah. How many of you kind of felt like it's a little subdued today? It's a little quiet today. The Spirit's a little quiet, a little subdued. That's okay. The Spirit can move in a subdued place as much as it can move. Hallelujah. Did you know that the Spirit's got two portions? There's the eagle portion of the Spirit, and it flies high and it screams. There's the dove portion of the Spirit. It flies low and it coos quietly. Hallelujah. I believe we got some dove Spirit flying today. It's flying low and quietly, but it's still dealing with us. It's still talking to us. It's still speaking to us. Church, let's keep our ears open, our hearts sensitive, our eyes open to what the Lord is wanting to do in our midst today. I also want to remind you of this, that as we get closer and closer, I was talking to a man in the parking lot yesterday. He said, I never realized good people. Now, you know there's a difference between good people and saved people. You can be good and still be lost. Are you hearing me? You go to the Bible, there's a man called Cornelius. He was a good man, the Bible says. But he still needed Jesus. There's a lot of good people in the world. He said, I'm surprised. I'm amazed. He said, just lately, I'm seeing good people. He said, these are good people. But they are letting me know that they just do not like Christians. I said, you know what? The closer we get to the end of time, the more the darkness is going to be revealing itself. But guess what, church? The more that you, as a follower of Jesus Christ, is going to be evident to the world.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Praise God. Just yesterday, I noticed a headline where your government has said that you are a terrorist. There are terroristic threats for those who believe, those who oppose COVID and all of its mandates, for those who think possibly the election might have been stolen last November, and for those who observe religious holidays. What? Do you know your government considers most of you here a terrorist? You know what? A terrorist is somebody who brings terror. I don't bring terror. I bring the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, if you don't know Jesus, there's coming a day Jesus will bring the terror.
Amen.
When He comes on clouds of power and great glory and you don't know Him, you will be terrified.
Amen.
You will call for the rocks and the mountains to fall on you to hide you from His face.
Right.
Then they'll understand what real terror is. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, church, I believe the Lord is drawing us. But I want to tell you this. As we get closer and closer to the end, you're going to see more of wickedness revealed. Wickedness out in the open. Wickedness just blatantly in your face. And they're going to know who you are as a follower of Jesus. And you're going to know who they are as the follower of darkness.
Amen.
Don't be dismayed. For greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't be discouraged. But I'm here to tell you, church, and I've told you this before, I'm going to remind you today. You better walk by faith and not by sight. Because you're going to look around you and you're going to see things that cause you to doubt, that cause you to fear in your mind and in your heart. You remember the words of Jesus and walk by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are you there with me, Luke 15? Hallelujah. Verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto the father, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said to his servant, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they begin to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, "Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound." And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, "Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf." And he said unto him, "Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, how many of you can say, "I once was lost, but now I'm found"? Praise the Lord. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for your glorious and righteous word. I pray, O God, the seeds of truth, O Lord, that are found in your word, O God, today. I pray, Lord, that as they go forth among your people, I pray, God, that the word that goes forth will do that which, Lord, you send it forth to do. Lord, that it will not return void. It will, O God, stand up someday, and it will excuse us or it will accuse us. I pray, God, that we have the excuse, hallelujah, the covering, all that we can find in the Word of God today and in the blood of Jesus, the dear Son of God. And we thank you and praise you for it all in Jesus' name. And all the people shouted amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Would you be seated? I won't preach for you in a little while this morning. I want to tell you that the Lord has put this on my heart, that we have no time to waste, that we must arise. I said we have no time to waste. We must arise. As we look around us, we see that darkness is falling upon the earth. As we look around, we recognize that it is nighttime that is coming upon the earth. And Jesus told his disciples, and he's telling us today, that we ought to work while it is day, for a nighttime comes when no man can work. And that we ought to work while it is day. Church, while we have an opportunity to do some works for God, we ought to be doing doing the works for God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And I don't mean that we ought to be teaching the Sunday school or we ought to be doing some actual physical work, even though that is a wonderful thing. I don't believe that's what God is calling for us to do. I believe He's calling for us to do the works of God, which is first and foremost that we believe on Him who God has sent. And that's Jesus. Well, we ought to believe that He is our payment for sin. We ought to believe that we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ someday and give an account for every deed done in our mortal body. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah, church. We're going to give an account for every deed done in our mortal body, whether it be a good deed or whether it be a bad deed. And if you truly believe in Jesus Christ this morning, oh, hallelujah, you're going to purify yourself. You're going to make yourself right and holy in the eyes of God. You're going to walk in the way and in the truth and in the life. And church, there's no time to waste. We must arise and be about the Father's business. Can somebody say amen? I want to draw your attention to one of the first things that the younger of the two, the one known as the prodigal son. Oh, keep your Bibles open to chapter 15 in Luke there. Keep your Bibles open. We're going to be looking at some of those verses. In particular, I'm going to draw some of those to your attention. The younger said, the prodigal son said to the father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." Oh, and many times, church, if we're not careful, there's layers of truth that is listed in this story of the prodigal son. There's layers of truth that many times we look at, we read, we hear, we go over, and we don't recognize that God is talking to us. Hallelujah. Oh, aren't you glad that sometimes there's prodigal sons that are in the house of God today? And it's because that there were those prodigal sons who called out to the Father and said, "Let me have a portion of what you've given to me." Oh, praise God. I'm glad there's those who are still willing to cry out for another portion of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How many of you here are willing today to cry out and say, "Come on, give me another portion. Give me another portion. Give me another portion. Give me another portion." Will somebody shout hallelujah? Praise God. The younger, "Father, give me a portion of goods that fall to me." But recognize this too, church. I believe the Lord is wanting us to see this also. This is what we miss. I believe that sometimes, and this is proof by the younger son, you can be in the house of God. You can be in the Father's house and still be far from the Father's will. Are you hearing me, church? You can be sitting on a pew. You can darken the doors of a church every Sunday morning and every Wednesday night. Oh, but you can still miss out with God. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Because your heart is in the wrong place. Your body's in the right place. But your heart and your mind and your soul is in the wrong place. And the prodigal son, even though he was in the Father's house, his heart and his mind was in another country, was in another land. He was already spending his money. Ooh, somebody say hallelujah. Oh, recognize we can be in the Father's house and still be far from the Father's will. Recognize we can think that we're in the Father's will and be far away from the Father and His will. We can be in the house of God and be so far away from the Father. Are you hearing me, church? Well, sometimes we even think that we can be with the Father's will and we can be farther away from the Father and His will. That younger brother, he was in the house. He was in the house. I said he was in the house when he asked for his portion. And church, we got to recognize there's nothing wrong with asking for the portion of what God has for us. Oh, the sin and the wrong comes in that when we spend it in the wrong way, when we keep it under, hallelujah, and put it in the wrong way, we keep it under the headship of our flesh and not under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me, church? You spend what God has done for you. Oh, listen, how many of you know that He died that we might have life and that more abundantly? No, the church, if you take that so great a salvation and you don't spend it wisely, you're in the Father's house, but your heart is far from the Father and from His will. Can somebody say hallelujah? If we use it in the wrong way, if we use that so great a salvation out of the will of God and out of the headship of God, oh, listen to me, church, and we'll be spending, hallelujah, we'll be spending that so great of a riches of the salvation in Christ Jesus. We'll be spending it upon riotous living. We'll be spending it outside of the will of the Heavenly Father. Oh, but listen, how gracious is your Savior this morning. Hallelujah. How gracious is your Savior this morning. For every heart that is here, He knows whose heart's right smack dab in the middle of His will and whose hearts are walking on the edge of what they think they can get by with. But the Heavenly Father is still sending out the life that can be found in Christ Jesus to you and me today. Oh, can somebody say hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes it's that younger brother. Hallelujah. Even though his heart might be in the wrong place, he cries out for his double portion. And the older brother gets a blessing too. Are you hearing me? Oh yeah, I said the older brother got his portion too. And he wasn't even asking for it. The younger brother was asking amiss that he might consume it upon his own lust. But praise God, the older brother was there and he got some of the blessings of God too. Oh, praise God. Oh, listen. And then the younger brother, he hung around for a while. And while he was bodily in the Father's house, his heart, as I said, was already in another place. And he began to waste away that which was eternal. Hallelujah. On non-eternal goals. Are you hearing me, church? He began living it up. He took the passion of the life that comes through Christ Jesus. And he began to replace that passion of the love that we ought to have for Jesus Christ. And he took the passion of that love and began to pour it out upon other things that will soon fade away and will perish with this world. Oh, it began to be replaced. It began to replace with other loves. But I'm here to tell you, church, there is a famine coming where there will be lack of bread in the natural and there will be lack of bread in the spiritual. I'm here to tell you, church, that there's a darkness that's coming upon the face of the earth. And you better be holding to the hand of Jesus Christ. You better be walking in the footsteps, hallelujah, of Calvary. Are you hearing me? There's going to be a want for the hearing of the Word of God. There's going to be a lack of the preaching of the Word of God. And there's only one source of spiritual bread. And it's found in Christ Jesus and in Him alone. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Woo, glory to God. How do you know you got the truth? Hallelujah, because when there's a mighty famine in the land, you'll still have bread to eat in your Father's house. Yeah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Want means to lack, not just in food, but want means to be behind, to be lacking. Lacking. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be lacking. He began to be falling short. Hallelujah. Listen to me, church. I don't care what the world thinks. Can somebody say amen? I don't live by the standard of the world, and neither should you. You ought to live by the standard of the Son of God, who is the head of His church, and who gave Himself for you. You are not your own. You're bought with a price.
Yeah. Come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, and listen, sometimes as there begin to be in want, we look at our lives and we measure it by the standard of the world instead of looking at our lives and measuring it by the standard of God. Are you here? Are you hearing me, church? Hallelujah. Are you hearing me, church? God wants us to be in step with Him, not falling behind in anything. Are you hearing me, church? I said, He don't want us to be falling behind in anything. Spiritually first, praise God. Are you hearing me, church? He is more concerned about where you are in your relationship with Him and your spiritual condition, hallelujah, your moral development, than He is about how much money you got in the bank. Jesus came to the world and He went to the cross of Calvary. Are you hearing me? He didn't come to the earth and go to your bank so that you might have a big bank account, that you might have a big 401k. Are you hearing me, church? Are you hearing me, church? He's more concerned with your spiritual situation. He's more concerned with your spiritual condition than He is your natural one. Oh, somebody say, praise the Lord. Oh, preacher, you're saying He doesn't heal. Oh, I'm saying He heals. Are you saying He doesn't provide? I'm saying He provides. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe like the widow woman when Elijah went to her, she's going to have some oil in the vessel and the grain is not going to cease until time God says it's enough. Are you hearing me, church? Oh, and we've got to be the same way. Oh, listen, this prodigal son, he began to want. He began to fall behind. He began to be out of step with God. He began to be more in step with the world. And how do you know? It goes on. It says, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. Are you hearing me, church? We are not to be joined to the things of this world. We are to be joined to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is our spiritual bridegroom. Hallelujah. He's our heavenly bridegroom. Hallelujah. He's looking for a wife. Are you hearing me? He's looking for a bride who has made herself ready. He's looking for a bride who has not joined herself with someone else. He's looking for a bride who separated herself unto Him and said, I belong to Him. Woo! Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Oh, the prodigal son went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. Oh, where did it begin, Pastor? Oh, listen to me, church. Sin never begins when somebody walks away from God. Sin sadly starts in the heart of a believer sometimes when they're sitting in the house of God and thinking they're in the middle of the will of God. Sin begins there. Where? Because your heart's in the wrong place. Sin begins there because you haven't arisen. You haven't rised up. You haven't recognized that the day is far spent. You haven't recognized that the time is far spent. Hallelujah. And you're wasting away what Jesus Christ has spent on you with His precious blood. You're wasting it away even as eternity draws closer and closer to your door. Are you hearing me, church? He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. Oh, hallelujah. There are those who are more interested in what they can get out of this world than they are interested in what they can get a touch from God. Church, we better hunger and thirst after righteousness. For if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. Are you hearing me, church? Oh, but if you don't hunger and thirst after righteousness, I'll tell you what the world's going to offer you. They're going to put you out in their place. They're going to put you out in their field. And you'll be out there with the pigs. Are you hearing me? You'll be out there with the swine and you'll be looking at swine food and desiring to eat the garbage of the world. Ooh. And he went and joined himself to a citizen and they sent him into his house to live and fare sumptuously. No. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, church, don't you believe the lies of the devil. Don't you believe the lies of the enemy. Don't you believe the lies of the wicked one. He is the father of lies. And he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. If his mouth is moving, he's lying. Are you hearing me, church? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, listen, the Bible tells us the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Are you hearing me, church? Don't be telling me God's telling you to do something that is contrary to His Word. Don't you be telling me that God is leading you to do something that is contrary to His Word. Hallelujah. The wisdom from above is first pure. Hallelujah. Then it's peaceable. And then it's gentle. And then it's easy to be entreated. It is full of good works and good fruit. And without hypocrisy, can somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Oh, and you go out and do the things. Listen, church. Oh, I've seen it so many times. Oh, the problem with the church world, it is not where we reside, but it's where our thoughts and where our heart resides. But I'm here to remind you, remember old Lot? He was Abraham's nephew. The Bible says that he camped in the valley and he pitched his tent towards Sodom. And listen to me, where you're looking at today is where you're going to be living at tomorrow. Oh, before too long goes by, Lot's not just with his tent pitched towards Sodom. He's living in Sodom. And he's sitting as a leader in the gate of Sodom. Church, the fall starts. It's the slow fade. It's the simple slide. It's the one little compromise you make with the devil today. And he'll eat your lunch tomorrow. Are you hearing that?
Come on, brother.
You'll join yourself in a small way. You're already eating swine's food. Are you hearing me? Praise God. Oh, no, I'd never eat. I'd never. Oh, Pastor, I had somebody tell me one time, Pastor, I'll never do that. What? If you've already started off in the little choices today, it's just a matter of time before you're out there tomorrow making all those crazy choices you said you would never make. Are you hearing me? Oh, praise God. And even though the prodigal son recognized there was a lack of excellence in the spiritual realm. There was a lack of excellence. There was need. There was want. There was poverty. Oh, listen, not just in the natural church. I'm talking in the spiritual to you today. Oh, hallelujah. I believe Jesus is calling His church onward and upward in Him. I believe He's calling His saints and His believers to wash their robes and get them white again in the blood of the Lamb. Be victorious, overcomers, for Jesus. Don't be a compromising, weak kneed, oh, yellow bellied individual who'll just take whatever lie the devil gives. Ooh, are you hearing me, church? Remember, I'm talking about the younger brother. He desired godly portion more than his other brother. Are you hearing me? The younger brother who said to the father, give me a portion of you. Are you hearing me, church? Sometimes we can be the younger brother desiring godly portions, desiring goodly portions, but then God is so good to give it to us, and then we spend it on riotous living. God is so good to give it to us, and then we abuse it, we spend it unwisely, and then we find ourselves in a pig pen somewhere and wonder how we got there. Woo, glory to God. Jesus calls us into His fields to harvest. The world will call you into their fields to feed the pigs. Are you hearing me, church? The world will call you into their field to feed the pigs. Hallelujah. How many believers? I mean, listen, how many believers who had some sort of talent or gift that they could have used for God, and they grew up in church. They had a talent where they sang like a canary, and they began to sing praises unto God. And some out in the world heard and said, come out here with me. I got something to share. No, they had something to take. They had something to steal from that individual. And when they ended up, where are they? They're out singing in the fields to the swine. No longer giving praise to God. Are you hearing me, church?
And I think it is so sad because some of those who started up in a church and began to sing the praises of God at an early age, and then they were drawn away. They were drawn away after God had given them the many blessings that He had given them. They were drawn away into the things of the world. Now and then, in order to appease their own conscience, are you hearing me, church? In order to appease their own conscience, every one of them guys has tried to come up with a gospel album. And I don't know about you, but it's really hard for me knowing that this guy over here, when he's singing to the pigs and the swine out in the world, and he's singing, "There's a tear in my beer, and I don't know really care." Well, let's turn around and create a gospel album where he sings, "How great thou art." It's hard for me to listen to that guy because I know he's singing to the pigs. And every now and then you come up with a token album? Church, you think we're different sometimes? You come to church on Sunday morning and you begin to sing praises unto God, and you should be lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. And then Monday through Saturday you're out there doing... You're chewing up your brothers and sisters in Christ. You're spitting them out and you're having them for lunch, breakfast, and dessert. And you ought to be praising God with that same tongue. How can you praise God with that tongue that you then turn around and chew up your brother and your sister with? Are you hearing me, church? Oh, listen, you ought to have a fountain flowing out of you, and you ought to have some sweetness of the blood of Jesus. You ought not have bitterness and sweetness coming out of the same fountain. That's not the way it's meant to be. Are you hearing me, church? Are you hearing me, church? It is time that we arise and we look at the prodigal son and recognize, even though we may not have run out into the world, into what we call all-out sin, church, we're sitting in the house of God and our hearts are far from the will of God. Are you hearing me, church? We're sitting in the middle of the house of God and we've not surrendered our all to Him. Church, you cannot join yourself with the citizens of worldly thinking. You'll find yourself trying to feed the swine. The unclean things of this world. The unclean things of this world is unwashed. There's only one place you can be washed. Hallelujah. It's at the Father's house, at the foot of the cross, where the blood of Jesus still flows. And only His blood can wash and make the vilest sinner clean. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, prayer. Pastor, how do you know? For He saved the worst among you when He saved a wretch like me.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. You know what? You can tell. I'm saying to church, listen to me. You can tell really quick how close you are to the cross of Calvary. If you're looking at everybody else's faults more than your own, you're not very close to the cross of Calvary. Are you hearing me? When you consider yourself the worst wretch that Jesus saved, then you're close to His precious bleeding side.
Amen.
If all you can see is someone else's fault, and all you can see is your self-pity, your pride, you better cast contempt upon that pride. You better pour contempt upon that pride. You better remove it out of your life, because there's one thing that God hates. There's many things God hates, but there's one specific thing He says, "I hate." And He said, "It is pride." Church, we better humble ourselves before God. You cannot join yourself with the citizens of worldly thinking. You cannot join yourself with the citizens of worldly thinking and find yourself in the house of God. You cannot sit in the house of God and claim to be a follower of God and a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've joined yourself in your heart and in your mind to worldly thinking. You've got to get it out of your heart. You've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you might know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in Christ Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Remember, I'm talking about that younger brother who desired his godly portion more than his older brother. Hallelujah. So older brother, if you're here today, older brother, don't you point the finger at younger brother. It was probably because younger brother was so lost in sin and Jesus took him in that you got your portion you got today. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Jesus calls us into his fields of harvesting the grain. Not into the field to feed the pigs. As I said, so many started in the church praising God, got fame and wealth, and are now feeding the unclean of the world with a little gift of anointing that they still have. He took his portion and now it was all gone, but still there was something about him. Even in the pig pen, the pigs were still looking to him for some food. Even in the pig pen, praise God, I think Brother Farron told me, even when he was drunk, hallelujah, and away from God, hallelujah, he would ruin every party. He'd start preaching to him. He'd get a little drink down on him and start talking to him about Jesus. They'd have to ask him to leave. Oh, come on, you're ruining our party. Isn't it amazing? That those who are out in sin, listen, once the anointing of Jesus has been on you, and the footsteps of Jesus have walked up and down in your life, even out in the pig pen, the pigs are coming to you for some food.
Still something about him. Even in the pig pen, they were looking to him for food. Because if you've ever been in the Father's house, there'll be an air about you. Even in the pig pen of the world will call to you. But don't look to man. Don't join your heart to man. Don't join your heart to men's thinking. Don't join your mind to man's thoughts. Because it goes on to say he would have fain filled his belly with the husks. Now you know what husks are on the corn. There's no value in that. There's no food. You can't eat that. All it'll do is just give you fullness, but it's not food. It's not nutrition. It'll just make your belly feel like you've had something to eat. Are you hearing me, church? And sometimes if we're not careful, we would fain fill our bellies with whatever we hear on TV, whatever we hear on the radio, whatever preacher that we might think we ought to hear on television. And I'm here to tell you, some of them are feeding out husks.
Amen.
Are you telling me? I said, are you telling me? Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Church, I'm telling you, you better not look to man. And everything you're hearing, and I tell you, have your Bibles open when I'm preaching to you. I want you to check it like the Bereans in the book of Acts. I want you to check it whether or not these things I'm preaching to you are so. Praise God. I want to give you the whole counsel of God. I want to give you the goodness of God. But I also want to tell you about the severity of God. Goodness if you obey Him. Severity if you walk out of His way. Severity if you walk into the pig pen of the world. You start thinking like the world, acting like the world, living like the world. I'm here to tell you the severity of God's going to fall upon you.
And while I'm on the subject, you decide to walk out. Don't you think I'm saved? I've always been saved. The Father didn't follow the prodigal son into the pig pen of the world.
It was only until he came to himself and arose and begin to go back to the Father that the Father said, I got mercy on you. I've got compassion on you. And I'm going to run and fall on you. But I'm here to remind you of this, church. I've told you this before. Every step you take away from God is every step you're going to have to take back.
That's right.
Are you hearing me?
Man.
You walk away from God, when you turn and begin to walk back to Him, He runs to you like He did the prodigal son. But He's not coming. You know, old footprints in the sand. It don't work that way, church.
Footprints in the sand. I saw one set and I said, oh God, one set footprints, why did you leave me?
And you said, that's not you, that's me, I was carrying you.
Uh-uh.
Every step you walked away from God, you're going to walk back. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
He's going to come with you, He's going to go with you, saying, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be right beside you saying, come on, honey, you can do it. Come on, baby, I love you. I know you can do it.
Come
on! But you got to make the choice. You got to take the step. You got to walk back all those steps you walked away.
Come on.
You want to get back where you were with God and begin walking back the steps that you took away from God. Are you hearing me, church?
Yeah.
If you filled your belly with the husk of yesterday's bread from man, I'm here to remind you, no man can give you the bread that will satisfy your hunger and fill your soul. For man shall not live by bread alone, woo, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Are you here in the church? You need the Word of God to feed your soul. You need the Word of God to feed your soul. You need the preaching of the cross of Calvary, which is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God.
Yes.
Whoo! Yes, amen. Where's my button? Woo! Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. When he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger." I'm going to tell you something, church. The Lord revealed this to me just this last week. He said, "Don't you worry about those who don't even seem to listen to what you preach." That's my problem. You just preach.
Amen.
You just preach the gospel. You preach the whole counsel. You preach what I give you to preach. If they take it, I'll deal with that. If they don't, I'll deal with that too.
Yeah, amen.
You know what? I do understand sometimes even better as I go further along. This is my 8th year in this church pastoring. I understand further along I get, I read some of those verses in there written by Brother Paul. Hallelujah. How many of you know Brother Paul? He says in one of the books, in one of the letters to the church, he said, "I travail! I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you." Yes.
Right.
Church, I can only travail for you so much, and then you've got to start travailing for you. I can only pray for you so much, and then you have to start praying for you. I can only tell you the truth, but you've got to make the choice and make the step to walk toward God.
Yes.
Are you hearing me, church? How many servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. The Lord has showed me there will be many saints sitting in the house of God who will perish with hunger. And it's not because there wasn't bread to eat. It's because even though they were bodily in the Father's house, bodily pulled up to the table, emotionally, physically, they were there spiritually, mentally, they were somewhere else. And they never ate what God put before them with His bread of life. How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare and I perish with hunger? And he came to this realization. There'll always be bread in my father's house. I don't have to perish with hunger. How many of you know, church, there's spiritual bread in the Father's house?
Amen.
You don't have to spare. You don't have to perish with hunger.
Amen.
Are you hearing me, church?
Amen.
You don't have to perish with hunger. There's a constant source of Jesus' life that is being poured out to us. For there is no other bread than that bread, Jesus Christ. There is no other source for the soul saving, life-giving, precious, spotless, satisfying to the salvation of the soul bread, but in the Father's house, and that bread is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He came to himself and he said, "I will arise." Now I want everybody to say that with me this morning. "I will arise and go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee.'" Oh, Pastor, I'm not no prodigal son. You may not have walked all the way out like the prodigal son, but I'm here to tell you, church, there's some of us sitting here this morning, even though we haven't bodily left the Father's house, in our mind it hadn't been renewed and transformed. We need to be transformed to renewing of our mind. Renewing of our mind. "Well, I got renewed when I was 6, Pastor." Wonderful. Have you been renewed by the blood of Jesus since then? You need daily renewing. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Praise God. What do you think Paul said to the church? "I die monthly."
That's
No. I die weekly. No. I die daily. Why? Because when you're dying daily, you're going with Jesus to the cross of Calvary, crucifying your flesh, getting some more bread of life. And your soul is satisfied. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We have to, church. We can't physically look upon the face of Jesus. We can only do that within the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. But someday, when we're standing in the presence of the Lord, our souls will be satisfied. Hallelujah. Our souls will be satisfied. But right now, I'm here to tell you the only satisfaction you're going to get for your soul is going to be found at the foot of the cross. Hallelujah. Getting the bread of life from Jesus and getting the bread of the Word into your life. Are you hearing me? I will arise. In the Greek, that means anistami. Anistami means, hallelujah, I love this. It doesn't mean just to get up. It means to rise again.
Right.
Woo! That means I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He wrote my name in love. He wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes we falter.
Oh, not me, brother. You've already faltered.
That's right.
Oh, not me. I'm good. You're a liar.
That's right.
The Bible says there's none good. No, not one.
That's right.
You're going to stand up and say you're good? There's only one good. His name is Jesus.
Right.
Are you Jesus? See, there's only one, only begotten Son of God. His name is Jesus. You're not Him. He may reside in you. Praise God for that. Amen. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
This prodigal son story is not for the guy that's gone out there and getting drunk, imbibing in fornication, committing adultery, gambling. That prodigal son story is for the same God who's sitting in the house of God, but your heart and your mind and your will is not in the middle of God's will anymore.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
It's for you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we got to arise again.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Sometimes we falter. Sometimes we fail. And the Bible says if we say we have no sin, we're a liar and the love of the Father is not.
Amen.
But if we confess our sin, yes, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin.
Amen.
And cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes. Amen.
Why don't you rise again? Why don't you anastomic today? Why don't you rise again like the prodigal son? You can't just sit there and in your mind say, well, I'm going to rise again. You've got to arise again and say, I have sinned. Lord, your glory of your salvation is so rich and pure and free. It is so sweet and precious. It is so lovely and so valuable. But I've taken it. And instead of glorifying you, I'm groaning and moaning. Instead of giving you praise, I'm complaining and murmuring.
Amen.
Instead of loving you with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, I'm wallowing in my own self-pity.
Amen.
Father, I've sinned.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone out in the pig pen of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe not physically, but certainly spiritually and in my mind, I've walked off into the pig pen of the world. I'm thinking like the world. Now I'm acting like the world. I'm talking like the world. I'm living like the world. The only thing right now what's separating me from the world and them is just I'm sitting right now in the Father's house. And I have the bread right in front of me. But I'm going to tell you something. Father's never going to shove that loaf of bread down your throat. It's sitting before you. You've got your plate. You've got the bread of life. And you've got a knife and a fork. And if you desire it, you'll start digging in. I said, if you desire it, you'll start digging in. And the more you dig in, the more you get of Jesus, the more of Him you're going to want. I don't care how big that loaf is in front of you. By the time you finish it up, you're going to be looking for another one. You're going to say, Father, would you give me some more bread? And I'm here to tell you, if you ask, you shall receive. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, that door shall be open.
Woo! Hallelujah, church! It's time for us to rise! There's no time to waste. It's time for us to rise. And a study to rise again! Aren't you glad He gives us another opportunity? Today? Not last week. Not like, oh, how many of you remember last week's service? Oh, Lord. I didn't want that to stop. Man, isn't it amazing how the Lord will do such different things? From last week to this week, you'd think He was at a different church.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. But did you know why? He's working on us today.
Amen.
He's reminding us that we're just a lot like that prodigal son. We walk away from the Father's will, even though we're sitting in the Father's house. And we start eating from the pig pen of the world with our thoughts, our attitudes, our actions, our choices.
Amen.
He rose again from the dead. Hallelujah. Arise, and Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah. You see, I believe this. As we recognize the sin that we have in our life. Oh, listen, again, I'm going to remind you, church. It's not the getting drunk. I'm not worried about any of you folks here running off on Saturday and getting drunk. Running off with somebody else's wife or husband, committing adultery. Some of you will praise the Lord. Some of you are stuck in a place somewhere you can't even get out unless we come get you. So I know I ain't worried about you doing all that stuff. Amen? Praise the Lord. But in your mind, are you still in the Father's house even though you're not bodily here when you go home? Are you still in the Father's will when you walk out, get in your car, and head off to your house, your place of abode? Are you still walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When we begin to confess our sins, the Bible says He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And we'll say, Father, I sinned against You and against heaven. I'm not even worthy to be called Your son. I just want to be Your servant, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, I remember somebody was like, well, listen, when I get to heaven, I'm going to have the biggest mansion. I don't care, Lord. I just want to be at Your side. I don't care if I got to clean the commodes in heaven.
Amen.
I don't think there'll be commodes up there, but if there are, I'll clean them. I just want to be there. Jesus, if you'll let me, I'll be your personal foot washer. Jesus, if you'll let me, I'll be your personal foot washer. I'll kneel at your feet and I'll wash those scars and I'll remember why they were done. I'll remember they were nailed and pierced for me. Oh, Lord, I just want to be with You. I don't care about all the other stuff. Church, you better put your heart in the right place with God. We got such little time to do the work of the Father. I'm no more worthy to be called Your son. Just make me a servant. And He arose. He just didn't mentally say, well, I'm going to start doing better tomorrow. How many of you getting that old habit?
Well, next week, next day, I'm really going to start doing it. Next week, I'm going to read my Bible every day. Next week, start tomorrow. I'm going to pray. I'm going to do what I know I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to start over. I'm going to come to church every time the door is open. And we're giving God lip service.
Yes.
He don't want to hear no lip service.
Lord,
He wants to see you arise.
Thank
He
you.
Wants to see you arise and confess and begin to walk your way back to where you know you ought to be.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And when you start doing that, the Father has compassion on you and comes right to where you are.
Amen.
Not to carry you, but to encourage you as you walk every step back where you know you need to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Can somebody say, oh me?
Oh me.
The only thing the Father acknowledges is when we arise and begin to bless the Son. When we arise and begin to confess our sins and our faults. When we begin to praise the Son of God, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah. How many of you want to get the attention of the Father today? How many of you want to get the attention of the Heavenly Father today? Hallelujah. How many of you want to be able to call out, Jesus, and you hear Him behind you say, here I am, what do you need? Then you got to arise. Church, I'm going to ask you right now, will you arise? Will you arise?
Yes, sir.
Will you arise?
Yes, Lord.
Will you arise?
Yes.
Who will arise right now? Stand to your feet. I want to remind you of this while you're standing. If you can, I understand. Hallelujah. Rise in your heart if you can't rise in your body. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to remind you of this. The Lord brought this to my attention one time. We've got to arise. We read that verse and we say,
oh, praise God, we have somebody saved today.
We did.
Well, yeah, we had one person receive Jesus. And did you know all of heaven rejoiced over one sinner that repents? Did y'all hear what I said? So when you and me, as believers, when we arise, then we repent. Rejoicing right now if you're doing that. Just rejoicing over every sinner that repents and gets back into the Father's house, get back set to the center of the will of God in your life. Would you lift your hands right now? Just begin to pray. Hallelujah. Pray how you want to, but pray something like this. Heavenly Father, I will arise. Heavenly Father, I will arise. Heavenly Father, I will stop thinking like the world. Heavenly Father, I will stop acting like the world. Heavenly Father, I will stop being involved, being led along by the ways of the world. I'm going to leave the pig pen. I'm going to get back in the center of your will. I'm going to begin to walk towards you because I know that when I come in true repentance and confess my sins, that you are just and faithful and will forgive me my sin. And cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And as I pray these prayers, Lord, I know that right now, even now, you're running toward me to come and assist me in my journey back to the center of your will. So, Lord, that I'm not only bodily in the house of God, but I am spiritually, I am mentally, I am emotionally in the middle of the will of God and in the house of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Now, if you feel the Heavenly Father coming towards you right now, would you just give Him a shout of praise? Woo, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, give Him a shout of praise. Come on, give Him a shout of praise. Come on, give Him a shout of praise.